Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Middle of the week means we're one step closer to college football. That's a good thing. Unless you don't like college football, then, you know, you're counting down the days to something else. I had a better intro in my mind, but, you know, whatever. We're here at Spencer on Sports on a Wednesday, final day of August. August flew by. I feel like every month flies by. Every day flies by. I forgot it was Wednesday until about 1:45 this afternoon. 319-366-1600. Welcoming you into the Circus Sports Iowa studio as we take you up till 3 o'clock, talking all the top headlines in sports. Lots to get to today. We'll talk about some baseball. Check out the weekday scoreboard coming up in just a bit. Couple games in action right now. The bulk of the action under the lights tonight around Major League Baseball. The Brewers looking to avoid losing a series to the Pirates in Milwaukee. As you know, I will be paying close attention to that to try to bring you everyone's favorite segment. Spencer complains about the Brewers at some point today if they do end up losing that series. Also got the Astros and Rangers going on later on, or as we speak. Twins in action later on tonight. Cardinals in action too. Cubs as well, as are the White Sox. We'll get to Major League Baseball scoreboard check coming up in just a bit. It is practice squad day in the National Football League. If you were on social media this afternoon, actually pretty much all day today, you've seen the signings, the waiver claims going across your timeline, your feed, and of course some notable names being added back to the practice squad after the cutdown deadline was yesterday afternoon. Up to 16 players can be added to a team's practice squad, and some names that, again, we made that comment yesterday. There's the common theme of every tweet you saw from every NFL insider was they hope to bring him back in the practice squad. And in most cases, that turned out that way, which is certainly good news for some of the guys we follow here locally, Iowa State, even Northern Iowa guys that were getting a shot in the NFL this preseason. We'll get you some updates on that, some of the moves made. The Vikings making a trade for a guy they had a chance at drafting back in 2020. We'll get you that information as well. Plus, one of the players that made headlines that was cut yesterday, former first-round pick that was cut yesterday, finding a new home in the NFC North. We'll tell you who that was coming up here in just a bit as well. But we're going to talk a lot of college football today. We're going to take a look around the rest of the world of college football. Spent a good chunk of time on the Hawkeyes yesterday as the players and Coach Kirk Ferentz met with the media in Iowa City yesterday afternoon. And we're going to talk a little Iowa State. We'll hear from Matt Campbell, head coach of the Cyclones, heading into their season opener against SEMO coming up on Saturday afternoon, a game you can hear right here on KGYM. All of our frequencies will have it for you. 11 a.m. pregame time, 1 o'clock the kickoff on the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield. And we'll hear from Matt Campbell, his thoughts about the season ahead, thoughts about quarterback Hunter Deckers taking over, of course, for I guess one of the newest San Francisco 49ers in Brock Purdy. I will hear his thoughts on Hunter Deckers coming up in just a few moments as well. Also, we have news on the college football front about media rights. I know everybody's favorite topic. We spent all summer talking about the Big Ten's grant of rights, which we came to the conclusion with a little bit ago with the $8 billion package, $7.5, $8 billion package with CBS and NBC and Fox. And Peacock as well. Now the Big 12, they are announcing who they are going to be in discussions with for their media rights here for their next go-around for media rights. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit as well. You're always welcome to join us here on the program. Again, our talker text line 319-366-1600. You can also follow along on Twitter at KGYM Radio. Show hashtag if you are a Twitter user, hashtag SOS on KGYM. Yeah, that's hashtag SOS on KGYM. Feel free to chime in on Twitter as well. 319-366-1600. Starting in Iowa City, listening into what Coach Ferentz and the players had to say yesterday. talk about the season ahead. Of course, everything getting started up, coming up on Saturday as the Hawkeyes take on the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State in Kinnick Stadium, 11 a.m. kickoff for the Big Ten versus FCS matchup. We heard from Spencer Petras and Riley Moss yesterday talking more about the matchup, first ever meeting between the two schools, and talking about, you know, how they're approaching this, because South Dakota State really isn't, as we know, your average FCS team. This is not a low-level D1 team. This is a pretty darn good football team. And as we talked about that, and we heard from Coach Ferentz, we also heard about injuries, which have been one of the headlines in the offseason, especially as the season opener has gotten closer. And one that really stood out when you looked at the depth charts this week, and you look at depth in general, is the issues in the wide receiver room, wide receiver position grouping for the Hawkeyes. And as we learned yesterday, learned this week, two of Iowa's top three wide receivers are indeed battling health issues to start the football season. Head coach Kirk Ferentz yesterday saying that Nika Reganey going to end up missing at least a couple weeks with an injury. Keegan Johnson, he has a chance to play. That was another piece of news from Kirk Ferentz's media availability yesterday in Iowa City. Keegan Johnson, a chance to play. Kirk Ferentz saying his health status has been touch and go for the season here for the lead up to the season opener. And that certainly causing some concern for an Iowa offense that still has plenty of question marks facing it coming into 2022. Spencer Petras, talking yesterday about the injuries to the wide receiver core, and talking about Nika Reganey and Keegan Johnson and what they mean to the Iowa offense. Here's Spencer Petras' comments on that.
Football's a game of injuries. There's going to be every week we're going to have guys that we lose. But, you know, I'd say just it's an opportunity for these young guys that, you know, we have a couple guys down. You know what, next guy up. Let's see what they can do. And, you know, the beauty of the game of football is that we go out there Saturday, those guys play really well, then there's no issues. And that's what I'm expecting from those receivers that will be playing, you know, maybe more than they otherwise would have. But, yeah, no, it's definitely an opportunity, I think.
Petras commenting on the wide receiver room and the wide receiver injuries, the injuries at wide receiver, how some of the group has been banged up heading into the season opener. He mentioned some of those players that may not have heard their names called under normal circumstances, but now might see some significant time here on Saturday against South Dakota State. Alec Wick and Jack Johnson, those are two walk-ons, as we talked about earlier in the week. They are listed as Iowa's second-team wide receivers. If something goes wrong and Keegan Johnson can't play, going to be seeing some of them possibly step up here for Saturday. Of course, if Johnson can't play, that leaves Arlen Bruce as the only wide receiver with past experience at the FBS level available. So certainly a level of concern with this. Injuries, as you heard Petras say, definitely part of the game. And they're just taking it like you would expect them to with that next man up mentality. One of the position groups and players that I think we all think could see some significant time and see some significant roles, at least for the weeks here, as the wide receivers deal with injuries, is the tight end position. Of course, Iowa, known as tight end U, Sam Laporta coming back. And Spencer Petras commented about the tight end, specifically Laporta and Luke Lachey and some of the other young players they have at that position going forward and their expectations for them going into Saturday's game.
I've been happy with the tight ends. I think our coaching staff has been as well. You know, obviously Sam's the, you know, arguably the best player on our team. He's an outstanding player, and he's leading that group. Luke did a lot of really nice things last year. I think he's advanced quite a bit. And yeah, you know, we've got some young guys that have done a nice job through camp, and I think they'll, you know, we'll see. I think some of them might get a chance on Saturday to go out there and compete, and, you know, anxious to see how they do, because I think they're going to do really well.
That was Spencer Petras again commenting on the tight ends. I mentioned Arlen Bruce. Petras was asked about him and his role in the offense for this season.
Yeah, you know, Arlen, you know, flashed quite a bit last year. You know, I think for him it's just me getting him the ball consistently. He's a guy where we want the ball in his hand. You know, he's one of those type of players where really nice run after catch, really good route runner, explosive athlete. So the more we can feature him, I think the better it'll be for our offense, better for our team. So it's absolutely, you know, going to be, you know, a focal point throughout the year.
Spencer Petras talking about Arlen Bruce and what role he could play in the offense here for 2022. The offense, of course, would like to run the ball. And without Tyler Goodson, it's going to be two Williamses. The Williams, they're not twins, they're not related, but the Williams times two backfield with Gavin and LaShawn Williams. They combined, of course, for 140 rushing yards in the Citrus Bowl loss to Kentucky and 374 rushing yards for the season. So it is Williams and Williams in 2022, and we heard from one of the Williamses yesterday, Gavin Williams. He was asked about establishing the running game plus his take on the Iowa offense and whether the offense for the Hawkeyes has something to prove as we head into 2022.
How important is it to get the running game going this year?
You know, I feel like it's a huge part of our offense. You know, I feel like, you know, the run game kind of sets the tone for a game. You know, I feel like going in, we kind of rely on our run game a little bit just to open some things up. And I feel like, you know, with me and LaShawn and the incoming freshman, I feel like we're going to have a good little group.
I feel like the offense might have something to prove a little bit this year. People are sometimes down on the Iowa offense as a whole. Do you feel like you have something to prove going out there?
To a point, I feel like it's more of just kind of ironing out the details and kind of looking back on last year where, you know, we made some mistakes and kind of fell short in some areas, and kind of looking back on that, kind of setting new standards for our offense and kind of living up to those.
You feel like this offense can take that next step?
Yeah, I'm very confident in that our ability to take that next step and, you know, do the things that we need to do this year and make the plays that need to be made.
Running back Gavin Williams checking in with the media yesterday in Iowa City. Kickoff between the Hawkeyes and Jackrabbits of South Dakota State is 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Iowa, for what it's worth, 98-33-2 in season openers, 19-4 mark in season openers under head coach Kirk Ferentz. They had won six in a row after or heading into 2020. Of course, that was the crazy year. I mean, in general, the crazy year with 2020, but starting the season late, opening the season at Purdue, David Bell doing David Bell things. That was Iowa's first loss in six season openers with that loss in 2020. Since 2001, Iowa is 19-2 to start the season since 2001. So at least the record-wise, they are good in season openers, and we'll see how things play out this Saturday, 11:05. The official kickoff time will be broadcast on Fox Sports 1. Plenty more to come about college football. We'll get into the Big 12, take a look at the matchup. What's facing Iowa State this weekend? We talk about SEMO and the Red Hawks from the Ohio Valley Conference. Hear from Matt Campbell, his thoughts on the season as well, coming up in just a bit. Take a look around the world of college football with the story about the Big 12 media right negotiations that's making news today, coming up as well. That and more here on Spencer on Sports, and it's found right here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have a pleasant afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Humidity will stay relatively low and temperatures will be rising into the low to mid 80s. Later tonight, we'll have clear skies and drop down to around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, winds pick up out of the south. Warmer and more humid air will begin to move in. Temperatures will be in the mid 80s. And we'll get into the mid to upper 80s on Friday with more humidity in place and the chance for a few spotty showers and storms late Friday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
John Gruden has finally spoken for the first time, and it leads to questions about what's next. Realistically, should there be a next? What do second chances look like? These are all things that the coach is going to have to figure out, and any single place that's considering hiring him is also going to have to navigate. I think it's interesting for all the quotes we've seen on ESPN.com from his speech. He stresses he loves Saturdays because it's just about the football. And there's a moment where you could say that's him talking to a group of boosters before Arkansas games. That makes some sense. Or is what he's saying, he understands that the best way for him to get back into the game is to do it from a coaching standpoint in college. The moral fiber that we expect from coaches is different, and I don't always approve of it. Certainly, guys like Urban Meyer have found their way through the coaching landscape, no matter what anybody says or how they say it. At some point, every owner needs to be held accountable. Every AD needs to be held accountable for who they hire and why. All we know right now is that John Gruden has obviously started the PR campaign that will lead to whatever is next for him. But if it is a new job, accountability shouldn't just be the question that Gruden answers, but whoever hires him. New regimes don't ever have to care about old regimes. And obviously, with my Raiders fandom, I'm interested in the fact that Alex Leatherwood was cut. But let's be clear, when you cut a first-round pick from last year, yes, it's jaw-dropping, but now is the time. If you're a new regime coming in, a new coaching staff, a new GM, this is your opportunity to go to ownership and say, we didn't have any vested interest in this player, and he's not good enough for what we want to do. You may not have that same level of autonomy, so right now is the only time that you can get away with it. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat from Spain and Fitz, I'm Jason Fitz.
The NFL season is almost here. Kick off week one with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up with promo code COON to get in on the action. Then you can turn game day into payday all season long. An NFL future that I like, the Pittsburgh Steelers are plus 330 to make the playoffs. Even though their quarterback situation is far from settled, certainly intriguing. Play your way and bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code KUHN. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Fry Fest, a celebration of all that is Hawkeyes. Presented by the Eastern Iowa Airport. Friday, September 2nd. Help celebrate 50 years of women's athletics at the University of Iowa. Take part in the Fry Fest games, kids' activities, a Restless Road concert, and end the day with a fireworks show. Kick off the season at Fry Fest. Please visit fryfest.com for more information.
Update your home with Cedar Creek Vinyl Siding at Menards. Cedar Creek Siding is a beautiful and low-maintenance vinyl siding that features a rustic wood grain texture. It's available in double 4-inch or double 4-inch Dutch lap and in 16 color options. All Cedar Creek Vinyl Siding is 11% off. Good through September 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back at 223 at Spencer at Sports on a gorgeous final day of August of 2022. 319-366 1600, talk or text line open for you here this afternoon. Getting to the rest of the world of college football coming up here momentarily. First, we will remind you that each Tuesday we invite you to tune in to all our local shows, but especially the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, because they have all the latest updates from the weekly football press conferences at the University of Iowa. Bring you the latest Hawkeye updates each Tuesday between 4 and 6 p.m. Talks with Kirk Ferentz, Fran McCaffrey, and others brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, online at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions, the missing piece to your IT puzzle. 319-366-1600. Iowa State opening up against the SEMO Redhawks, Southeast Missouri Redhawks, on Saturday. It's 1 p.m. kickoff, old school kickoff time. Listen to the Coach's Corner show on Monday night. Jamie Pollard, John Walters, and Eric Heft asking a question. The Illinois game last year for Iowa was a 1 p.m. kick. I know we had that conversation here. And Iowa State dealing with the same thing. When's the last time they had a 1 o'clock kickoff time? The great mysteries of college football scheduling. But the Cyclones and the Redhawks will kick things off at 1 from Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. It'll be a Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus game. So if you do not get ESPN Plus, here's what you do. Turn your radio dial to 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, or 106.3 FM, and listen on KGYM, or get tickets to the game. Your choice, but we've got the game for you with coverage starting at 11. John Walters and Eric Heft, of course, have the coverage for you all along the Cyclone Sports Network here on KGYM. It is the first meeting between the Cyclones and Redhawks here for 20 or forever. They've never met before. First meeting between the two teams. And the first game, Cyclone Sports Information Department sharing, this is the first game Iowa State has played against a team for the Ohio Valley Conference in 20 years. You got to go all the way back to 2002 when they played Tennessee Tech and beat them pretty handily, 58-6, all the way back in 2002. When it comes to home openers, Cyclones are pretty good at home, at least in the last handful of years. Since 2018, Cyclones 21-5. Actually, I should say just at home, period. Not just in home openers, but at home, period. My mistake there. Iowa State 21-5 at Jack Trice Stadium, dating back to 2018. And they are heavy favorites against the SEMO Redhawks. One line I did see yesterday, Iowa State's listed as a 37-point favorite going into the game on Saturday against SEMO. And Matt Campbell talking with the media yesterday as well in Ames. He was asked about the difference in expectations. Of course, a lot of expectations for Iowa State last year. Did not really turn out the way that the media projected them to be, that the national pundits predicted them to be. And didn't turn out the way the Cyclones wanted it to be from the team perspective either. He was asked about the difference in expectations going into last season versus this season, and here's what he had to say on that.
There really isn't a major difference, you know, in my mind. Obviously, you know, our expectations have really never changed, you know, from year one when we got here and we really believed we could have great success to where we are now going into year seven. You know, I think the expectations have always been the same, which I think that is really positive. And I think that's why you've seen consistency, you know, from our football team. And then, you know, I would say the one thing that is enjoyable about a young team is, you know, that sometimes when you're young and you have not as many veterans on the team, you know, there is the value of the fight in fall camp, you know, and really understanding, trying to etch out playing time, what are defining roles. You know, I think when it's a little bit undefined, it's still going to take the early part of the season for those things to occur. And man, the value of the fight to earn those roles and define those roles, it's really enjoyable to watch those things kind of take fruition, I guess, a little bit, and roles start to become defined within your team.
Matt Campbell talking there about expectations, and speaking of roster battles and camp competitions and, seeing how things play out, and number of new faces, as we know, for this Cyclones team, replacing some of the all-time best in Cyclones history. And you look at quarterback in particular, Hunter Deckers, who we saw in limited action last season. Specifically, think back to the Iowa game, late in cleanup duty there, stepping in, taking the place of Brock Purdy. And Matt Campbell was asked about Hunter Deckers and how he compares to Purdy as a quarterback, and what he feels Deckers still needs to improve on as the season progresses.
When I look at Hunter, just in general, Hunter has got a really strong and accurate arm. You know, Hunter has got an elite handle on the playbook in terms of, man, spacing and what's going on and where the ball, you know, needs to go with each coverage opportunity that comes its way. And then, you know, I think Hunter's also got this unique ability from an athletic standpoint that, you know, Hunter can really run. And, you know, I still think for Hunter, it's putting all those things together and now getting the opportunity to get into a game where, man, you're competing against a defensive coordinator. You know, you're going through the chess match of the in-game adjustments and how you handle all those things. And I think all that stuff is, it's not fair to say it's a weakness, it's an unknown. And I think the reality is until we get into the meat of the season, you know, that's probably even a better question I can answer as we continue to see the season unfold. But what I would say is his preparation to handle all those things through the early part of, you know, fall camp and the offseason, he's done a phenomenal job of that. And I do think he's prepared for the challenges that will come with playing quarterback.
Matt Campbell weighing in on his starting quarterback, Hunter Deckers, who will be making his start against the SEMO Redhawks, member of the Ohio Valley Conference. Interesting connection between Matt Campbell and Tom Matukovic, the head coach of SEMO. He is entering his ninth year as the head coach of the Redhawks. He actually served 2 years as Matt Campbell's defensive coordinator at Toledo before taking the job at Southeast Missouri. SEMO, I've had some up and down years just reading up on them a little bit this week. They had 4 straight losing seasons in Matukovic's first 4 years at the school. They rebounded, finished at .500 or better from 2018 to 2020. They actually won their first ever FCS playoff game in 2018 and got there again in 2019 with a 9-3 record. Do return 15 starters from last year's team. Quarterback transferring in, Paxton DeLaurent, transferring in from Central Missouri, NAIA school. If you're familiar with the NAIA teams around the Midwest and Iowa, you're probably familiar with him. Had a fantastic season there, and the head coach saying both DeLaurent and the quarterback C.J. Agbana from last year for SEMO expected to help their football team this year. Heavy underdogs to Iowa State. Going to be interesting to see how the Cyclones fare this weekend. But Cyclones and SEMO to kick things off again, 1 o'clock start time Saturday, and catch the game right here on KGYM. All of our free good seas will have the coverage for you from Learfield. Then it's Cyhawk week, so things really gearing up. You got the Red Hawks, then the Hawkeyes if you're the Cyclones, going back-to-back with the schedule here this year. Big 12 schedule for what it's worth. Some interesting games happening right away. Tomorrow night we got 2 pretty solid games. Oklahoma State taking on a solid Central Michigan team. That game is in Stillwater. The renewal of the backyard brawl, Pitt and West Virginia from Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Also on Friday, not as interesting as Thursday's schedule, to be fair, but still games that should draw some interest. Kansas hosting Tennessee Tech, speaking of Ohio Valley teams, and then TCU playing at Colorado. The rest of your schedule for the Big 12 on Saturday: Oklahoma hosting Texas El Paso, Baylor hosting Albany. Okay, Kansas State hosting South Dakota, so not South Dakota State, the Coyotes of South Dakota. They are headed to Manhattan. Texas Tech and Murray State. John Morant does not have any eligibility left to play football for Murray State. That game is in Lubbock, and then Texas hosting Louisiana Monroe. So fully out of conference here for the Big 12 to start things up in 2022. Speaking of the Big 12, we talked about this, mentioned this earlier. Big 12 announcing earlier today they plan to engage in discussions with Fox and ESPN about the league's next television contract. The conference coming right out and saying that earlier today, conference saying in a release that it would be entering into discussions with its multimedia partners to explore an accelerated extension of its current agreements. So they're looking to speed up the process here. Sources previously telling ESPN that the two networks, again, Fox and ESPN, had agreed to the talks. Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark saying that it's an exciting time for college athletics. And he said, given the changing landscape, we welcome the opportunity to engage with our partners to determine if an early extension is in the best interest of all parties. The development allows the Big 12, which has a contract through the 2024 football season, to potentially get future revenue numbers for both its member schools and in the interest of expansion, potential additions. There's no formal window, according to sources, on when these conversations will begin, but they're expected to begin soon. If no deal is reached, the conference can still secure a deal through a more traditional timeline. So the Big 12 planning to look at discussions or engage in these discussions about potential early extension, essentially, of their media rights between Fox and ESPN. It's going to be interesting. You look at what the Big Ten did with their media rights and the kind of the NFLizing of the experience in watching games Saturday. You start with Fox, the morning, the midday, head to CBS, head to NBC. How these conferences are going to respond, how the other conferences are going to respond, the SEC, the Big 12, the Pac-12, whatever's left of the Pac-12, how these conferences are going to respond to that Big Ten scheduling model. I think that's going to be certainly something to watch moving forward here. But the Big 12 talking with Fox and ESPN about the league's next TV contract, making that announcement earlier today. 319-366-1600 at 235. Want to mention our poll question, too. Don't want to forget about our friends to the north, the UNI Panthers. Our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Will UNI make the FCS playoffs this season? Yes or no? Really, leader in the clubhouse so far is no, but the Panthers opening with a tough out-of-conference test, taking on Air Force in their season opener on Saturday on the road. Will they make the playoffs this season? Yes or no? That's our poll question brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. You could vote right now at KGYMRadio.com. 236, got some NFL to talk about. We've had some signings, some claims, some practice squad signings, and more. Lots to get to with the NFL. If post-cutdown day edition of an NFL update coming up here in just moments. It's Spencer on Sports here on the Gym.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Get boosted odds with Elite Sportsbook. Take advantage of Elite Sportsbook's new Boosted Daily Specials. Check the app and website daily for boosted odds. It's all on Elite Sportsbook. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Sign up is open for the KGYM Knockout Pool, brought to you by I'm On Communications. If you're the last one standing at the end of the NFL regular season, you'll win $300 cash. Just sign up now at KGYMRadio.com. Then pick your team each week, listen, and follow along here on the Gym. Go for bragging rights and $300. Deadline is September 8th to get in. So go to KGYMRadio.com and sign up now for the KGYM Knockout Pool. Brought to you by I'm On Communications.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. An oil change with quality oil like Castrol Edge Full Synthetic can help your engine get more out of every tank. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life oil filter for only $37.99. Get what you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here. End the summer strong by starting up the pursuit of your passions. This fresh season begins with up to $300 off top-rated laptops like the XPS computers, taking performance to the next level with 12th-gen Intel Core processors. It's time to bring what's in your mind out into the world. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL.
2:39 at Spencer on Sports on Wednesday, final day of August of 2022. 319-366-1600. Be sure you join us out at Fry Fest, the 13th annual Fry Fest this Friday, September 2nd at the Hyatt Regency Coralville Hotel and Conference Center. Make it a part of your tradition. You got great activities, pep rally, player panel discussions, autograph sessions. I think it, the women's basketball team, Iowa women's basketball team, signing autographs. I think Dan Gable, too. Some really awesome opportunities to meet some of the greats in Hawkeye athletics. Going to be a great concert as well with Restless Road at 7:30. But the best thing is that we are going to be there. My show, The Gym Class, Todd and Alex will be all live from the world's largest Hawkeye trade show starting at 2 on Friday. So be sure you stop by and say hi. Got some great guests joining us. Confirmed today, Scott Docterman from The Athletic will be joining me live around 2:15-ish on Friday. So thank you to Scott for taking some time to stop by live with us at Fry Fest. Also, I know Todd and Alex are working on a couple other guests maybe for Friday's show, but the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, joining Todd and Alex in the 4 o'clock hour on Friday. So be sure you stop by and check out the show. We've got a chance to win, too. Going to be giving out numbered cards. You shot at $100 cash, and we'll be giving out $100 cash to lucky winners starting Tuesday. Of course, no show Monday because of Labor Day, but Tuesday, September 6th. So be sure you stop by, grab a card for a chance to win some cash from us here at the gym. We got all that for you on Friday, this Friday at Fry Fest. All the details at our website, kgymradio.com. 319-366-1600-8699. Mentioned the poll question. Again, will you and I make the FCS playoffs this season? Yes or no? 8699 chiming in. We never doubt the Panthers. I would assume, 8699, your answer is yes, they will make the FCS playoffs this season. Panthers opening with Air Force, like I mentioned. Challenging opener here, opening three games for you and I at Air Force, at North Dakota. Not the Bison, the Fighting Hawks. They'll be at Grand Forks on the 10th, home to Sacramento State, who's a pretty solid program, on the 17th. And then MVFC play resumes at Western Illinois, Indiana State on October 1st, Illinois State, the Redbirds, on the 8th of October, Utah Tech coming to Cedar Falls on October 15th, Missouri State at Southern Illinois, South Dakota State, the double trips to Iowa for the Jackrabbits as they come into Cedar Falls on November 5th, and then they'll close on the 19th. The Panthers will at South Dakota, game at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion against the Coyotes. That is your schedule. Out of that, do you think you and I makes the playoffs? You could vote at kgymradio.com. 319-366-1600. You and I, by the way, if I could pull it up here, 15-point underdog to Air Force for what it is worth in Saturday's opener. Again, a noon kickoff there. 319-366-1600. NFL news. It is practice squad signing day. Practice squad signing day. We had the cutdowns yesterday. Today we got the waiver claims, the signings to the practice squad, and quite a few of the names we talked about yesterday when it came to players of local interest when it comes to Iowa, Iowa State, so on and so forth. Seeing their names pop back up again today as players getting brought back to the team. And certainly some good news. We talked yesterday about the Green Bay Packers opting to release defensive lineman Jack Heflin, former Iowa Hawkeye, also Tyler Goodson, former Hawkeye running back. Both players, both Goodson and Heflin, reported back to the Green Bay Packers on the practice squad. So the Packers bringing back the trash can full of dirt, as Jack Heflin has been called by coaches. He was at least on the practice squad. Tyler Goodson, sounds like Patrick Taylor and Tyler Goodson both coming back to Green Bay on the practice squad. A couple others, and not meant to be an exhaustive list. I've kind of lost track of a good chunk of these signings, and some of the teams have been slow to put out their lists here this afternoon. But the Jacksonville Jaguars bringing back Coy Kronk and Mekhi Sargent to their practice squad. Also saw that the Atlanta Falcons bringing back Matt Hankins to their practice squad. The New England Patriots bringing in James Ferentz to the practice squad. Just saw that a few moments ago. While I scroll down the list here, trying to find some other updates here. Not too many updates that have come across since I last refreshed the page, but those were the notables that I noticed here this afternoon getting ready for the show. Los Angeles Rams, let's see if there's any names here that we recognize at first glance. I know there was a few names that were released yesterday, including Landon Akers and Jake Gervais, but do not see them on the list unless I am completely glancing over their name, which is a distinct possibility, but do not see them listed for the Rams. So we'll get you some more updates as they come across here, but those were some of the key ones, at least from the Hawkeye perspective here this afternoon, that have found their way back onto the practice squads of the NFL teams that released them. Some interesting stuff happening in the world of football when it comes to signings and trades and stuff like that. The Detroit Lions have decided they don't like either quarterback that they had on their roster behind Jared Goff. They ended up cutting both Tim Boyle and David Blough. Detroit announcing earlier today they had waived Blough and signed Nate Sudfeld, who is going to serve as the backup to Jared Goff. The Lions cutting Boyle on Tuesday. Lions reportedly interested in bringing back the former Purdue quarterback David Blough to their practice squad. That's according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Interesting move by the Bears here. We talked yesterday, one of the big headlines in the NFL world, Las Vegas Raiders moving on from their 2021 first-round pick, Alex Leatherwood, and he was waived on Tuesday. Well, on Wednesday morning, the Chicago Bears ended up claiming Leatherwood off waivers from the Raiders. That's according to ESPN's Field Yates. Leatherwood, like we said, waived Tuesday. Taken 17th overall out of Alabama in 2021. Expected to be the Raiders' foundational right tackle. Did not have a great preseason. Been dealing with some injury news and injury issues, I should say. So he was waived, and the Bears claimed him off waivers. Leatherwood scheduled to make his $14.39 million fully guaranteed as part of his rookie contract. So the Bears taking a flyer on Alex Leatherwood here today, making that claim off the Raiders practice squad. I saw the Bears, I believe, had the most claims out of anybody in the league. They claimed six players off the practice squad, did the Bears here earlier today. One other interesting NFC North move, the Vikings ended up trading. Now, this is one of those kind of crazy how it works out kind of facts. The Vikings trading couple draft picks to the Eagles in exchange for Jalen Reagor, a wide receiver out of TCU, who was taken in the first round of the 2020 draft and the 21st overall pick. Why it's an interesting kind of fact to talk about is the 22nd pick in the 2020 draft. Viking fans, I can hear you yelling at the radio. The 22nd pick was Justin Jefferson. So the Eagles, who passed up on Justin Jefferson to pick Jalen Reagor, ended up sending Jalen Reagor to the Vikings in exchange for a couple picks. Adam Schefter reporting a 2023 seventh-round pick and a 2024 conditional fourth-round pick. That could de-escalate to a fifth-rounder if certain marks are not met, according to ESPN. So Jalen Reagor and Justin Jefferson, picked one pick apart in the 2020 NFL draft, are now teammates in Minnesota. That news coming out earlier today. It's one of the moves being made here as teams continue to construct their rosters here for the start of the season, which again is 1 week from tomorrow. We'll have the games for you here on KGYM, the Bills and the Rams getting things kicked off a week from tomorrow. 7:20 kickoff. Westwood One Sports has the coverage for you here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Quick 60-second timeout. We'll check out the baseball scoreboard and get you what's on tap for the rest of our local shows. That's next here in the gym.
You've never knowingly feed your dog sawdust, but it's one of the most common fillers found in dog food today. Even the ones labeled healthy can contain powdered cellulose, otherwise known as wood pulp.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food, premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
This is my dog, Cleo. She's a 10-year-old chihuahua. Before we started Dr. Marty's food, she was really not spunky, a lot of digestion problems, joint pain.
Nature's Blend is made in North America and is pantry safe.
Now she acts like a little puppy. She's running around.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/realmeat or text realmeat to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
And just like that, we're back at 250 with Spencer on Sports here in the gym. 319-366-1600. Quick look at the baseball scoreboard going on this afternoon before we get you what's on tap for the rest of our local shows here today. Brewers and Pirates tied up at one, that game in the sixth inning up at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers falling last night 4-2. O'Neill Cruz doing O'Neill Cruz things against the Brew Crew yesterday. Willie Adames with a game-tying double that came in the fifth. Ben Gamel, former Milwaukee Brewer. Everybody's a former Brewer, and everybody does well when they come back to Milwaukee. That is your Spencer Complains About the Brewers segment for today. But the Brewers trying to avoid losing the series to Pittsburgh as they play at American Family Field in Milwaukee here today. Astros leading the Rangers 5-2. That game in the top half of the fifth. Padres and Giants just underway from San Francisco. Everything else under the lights later tonight in the baseball world. Yesterday's results, Cubs falling to Toronto 5-3. White Sox, despite two home runs and five ribbies from Gavin Sheets, falling to Kansas City 9-7. It was Nick Prado. Royal fans probably very pleased to see Nick Prado have a good game. Prado 4-for-5, a double, couple solo home runs, drove in three in the 9-7 victory. Cincinnati beat the Cardinals 5-1. It was Minnesota getting a grand slam and six RBI from Nick Gordon as they beat Boston last night 10-5. Dodgers winning a good one over the Mets. That was the national game of the night on TBS, 4-3. Dodgers winning over the Mets there. Arizona absolutely blowing the doors off Philly 12-3. Zach Gallen, kind of a quietly impressive streak. Gallen, seven innings pitched, two hits, no runs, a walk, and struck out seven. His scoreless streak now at 34 1/3 innings. Doesn't get the press because he's in Arizona, but impressive pitcher, impressive pitching performance so far for Zach Gallen and the Arizona Diamondbacks there. In the American League, it was Aaron Judge. We talked about Judge yesterday. Judge and Pujols, their chase for some home run history. Judge hitting home run number 51 in a 7-4 win over the Los Angeles Angels yesterday. That game went final last night. Tampa beating Miami 7-2. And the game that I'm not even sure the fans of these teams care about. Oakland and Washington, the two worst teams in baseball. They are playing a three-game series in Washington. The loser is officially the worst team in baseball. I've made that decree. Washington ended up losing to Oakland 10-6. Sean Murphy hitting a grand slam in that contest for Oakland. So if you were a part of the Sickos baseball committee, you get ESPN Plus. That is their national game of the night. Oakland and Washington. Good luck. If you're really, really dying for some baseball, you could check that out with the action tonight in the baseball world. One piece of news from the baseball world when it comes to prospects. Gunnar Henderson, the top infield prospect for the Baltimore Orioles. He has been promoted to the major leagues. Orioles selecting Henderson's contract today from AAA Norfolk amid a series of moves before their game against the Cleveland Guardians. Baltimore also signing former All-Star Jesus Aguilar to a minor league deal and added the veteran first baseman to the taxi squad. Henderson will be eligible to play in the postseason. He'll become the youngest Orioles player to make his major league debut since Manny Machado all the way back in 2012. So future is now. Adley Rutschman called up earlier this year. Now Gunnar Henderson, among the number of great Orioles, or very highly thought of, I should say, not necessarily great, but highly thought of Orioles prospects that have joined the ranks or will join the ranks this year. As the Orioles continue to surprise, they're still in the hunt of that postseason or for the postseason and making that push, hoping Gunnar Henderson can push them ever closer to that playoff spot. 319-366-1600. Before we step out of here, a reminder, sure you sign up for the KGYM knockout pool. It's back. If you happen to be the last one standing this time around, you will win $300 in cash. Search for the 2022 KGYM NFL knockout and use the password, which is IMON, I-M-O-N, all capital letters. You have to be 18 years or older to participate. If you want to just find it the easy way, go to our website, kgymradio.com, to sign up. And be sure you sign up and make your pick for the games next week. You can pick a team each week. You can only use each NFL team once, so there is some strategy involved. All the details, the link you need to sign up, all the details about the contest at our website, kgymradio.com. And it's presented by our friends, IMON Communications. That's why the password is IMON, I-M-O-N. Good luck. I'll be taking part. I can't win, but you can. So you will for sure do better than me at the knockout pool. I may be knocked out in week one. That would be really embarrassing. But, you know, good luck. Hopefully you can win the cash with the knockout pool. Details on the website. Gym class coming up. Speaking of football, they got Chris Liss, Fantasy Football Talk. Get your questions ready for Chris coming up at 3:30 today. More fantasy football question and answer with Tristan Cockcroft from ESPN.com with Todd and Alex at 4:30. Then WagerWise coming your way at 5:30 tonight right here on KGYM. ESPN radio programming got you the rest of the way tonight after 6. Tomorrow night we got Big Ten football on the airwaves. Penn State and Purdue from Westwood One. Coverage at 6:30 tomorrow night from Westwood One. You can catch that tomorrow, Thursday night, right here on KGYM. Gym class is next. Have a great rest of the day. We'll talk tomorrow at 2:00.